Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding
more power,
more power
than I ever dreamed.
Yes, I'm learning
to
lean on Jesus. At an altar I knelt, I found peace, so free, and all that he asked
us
is a childlike trust, and a heart.
A heart that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to read. Every day
I'm
learning to lean
on Jesus. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everything.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean.
Learning to
lean. Oh, you know I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm finding
more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., as we also encourage you to invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Bryant Tansel will be heading our words of encouragement on today. So So we strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. His topic is, the life you save might be. The next voice that you will hear, you all, is that of Brother Bryant Tansel. And following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you very much, Sister Danielle, for your generous introduction. And the title itself allows us to think and to fill in the blank there. I want to welcome you to our call here at Grace Nurture this morning. The faithful listeners, the ministers that give us these messages to move us to a better space and a better place and to keep us mentally strong as we navigate the challenges of life. And so this topic came to me and I was thinking about a good way just to talk about the life that we save and the lives that we do save. So when I was 5 years old, I took swimming lessons and, you know, I had a fear of the water just as many of you do, and many of you might do, or maybe you don't have it anymore. You overcame that. You got over it. But when I was 5 years old, I still remember sometimes they would put the floating device.
Bear with us, everyone. We seem to be having some technical difficulty. Just one moment.
Thank you so much, Sister Danielle. The call dropped there. Thanks, everyone, for hanging in there. I was speaking about when I was swimming, you know, you could put on those floating devices. And a lot of times parents encourage that of their children if they had a fear of water. They were looking to make sure they overcame that fear, and in their mind, it gave the parents some security. The life they saved would be the child's life, but they would, you know, the child would benefit by learning how to swim. And if you're an adult and you have to, you know, have those floating devices, the life you save might be your own too. And as I was born in the 70s, you remember the cars years ago came without seat belts. And over time, when they had the crash and safety tests, statistically, the data pointed to the seatbelt saving more lives. So if you wear your seatbelt, the life you save might be your own and your passengers. If you've ridden an airplane, for some reason the plane begins to lose oxygen, they tell you that when the mask drops down, put yours on first. The life you save just might be your own. And if you can help someone else get their mask on second, the life you save might be someone else's. When you obey the gospel, the life you save might be your own. But the way you live your life might be a reason that you save others. Hebrews 13 and 16 tells us, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. As Christians, we have discernment. We have discipline. We hold true to our values. And those are not shaken by any storm, any wind that blows in our face, any challenge from Baal himself, the devil that we may meet at work or even out in the community. We have the discipline to hold. Revelations 3 and 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Having discipline matters. So 1 Corinthians 4:14 and 26 says, how is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. So we're building up and encouraging each other. This discipline, when we come together, we have a psalm, a doctrine, a tongue, and a revelation in our minds. We are sharing our faith together. There's nothing more beautiful than that. You know, if the life you save just might be your own. I think of leadership. You don't really have to have a title to be a leader. The word Christian puts you in a leadership position. There's things you have to do. There's an old saying years ago where if you're going to be a great leader, you've got to be a good follower. And that means making sure that you follow other people, you encourage other people, you build other people up, you pour more water in their cup than they have, and your water continues to be filled and it overflows when you look at your life because God is always filling our cup as well. But there's people that don't see how much water is in their cup. Matthew 5 and 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which in heaven." So as a leader, let your light shine. Galatians 6 and 9 tells us, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." A couple other points I'd like to make. One is about fellowship. The life you save might be your own. Why is fellowship so important? 1 Corinthians 10 and 16 tells us, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" 1 John 1 and 3 says that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Beautiful things happen when people fellowship together. The last point I'll make is serving others. The life you save might be someone else's. 1 Peter 4 and 10 says, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." When we look over there at Matthew 23 and 11, it says, "But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant." This verse is talking about serving others, but also leadership. Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." The life you save might be someone else's. We know the life you save might be your own by the way you live, the way you have spiritual discipline, the way you develop into a leader. Yes, you and everyone on the call, and the way you serve others. I want you to keep those things top of mind as you're thinking about the life you save might be. That's our message for today, and I thank you for listening. With that, I'll turn to a word of prayer. Father, there's many things on our hearts. There's things we're grateful for. There's things we're glad of. There's good things that happen to us. The sun shines. The moon was out when I walked this morning. It was so beautiful before it went down the hillside. We look out into nature, Lord, and we know that you are ultimately in control. Man can't even fathom how far space goes. Our brains just can't go there. All the technology we have will never get to the end and the edges of this world. Father, you give us so many things to be thankful for. Let us focus on those. Let us be positive. Let us build people up. Let us be builders of people, pour into people, because it comes back around to us where we are the ones that have more than we know. We have more things than we know what to do with. We have more strength than we know what to do with. We have more brain power when we pour into you. Praying releases some of the stresses of life. It allows us to focus more on you than our problems. It allows people to focus more on you than our problems and the work that you're doing in our lives and others' lives. Help us be stronger. Give us that little smile on those days where it may be hard to smile. Give us more passion for the work we're doing. Give us more thoughts and ideas of how to improve our environment around us, improve our community, improve ourselves, improve other people. make other people better, serving others, others focused. Lord, thank you for all the beautiful lives represented on this call. May every one of us have a light that shines so bright when we enter our day today that others look at us and say, I know that person is a Christian. I just know they are. By the way they carry themselves, the way they talk, the way they speak, how patient they are, how they listen to other people before cutting them off, how they really try to understand what it is someone's saying and not try to fix the problem, but sometimes you have to lead people to the answer. And that answer is Christ. Thank you again for our call today. Thank you for all the lovely people joining. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah.